And it's true. You just do it scared, right? And eventually it becomes less scary. Eventually it's going to propel you forward. Eventually, one step after the next, you're going to get closer to being where you want to be. Never in a million years, when I started this podcast 3 years ago, did I think that we'd get to 100,000 downloads or more ever. Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Babe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast. This episode is brought to you by MJoy. MJoy is an audio well-being app specialized in female pleasure and sexual wellness with science-backed content. Their purpose is to normalize female sexual well-being as a key part of wider well-being and self-care. MJoy is helping over 300,000 women achieve sexual well-being goals such as increasing their libido, climaxing consistently, learning new techniques, and having more fulfilling relationships. The app has over 500 audios of science-backed content created by sex and relationship experts. With over 200 sexy stories, they also have fantasies for any desire. Whether you're new to exploring yourself, wanting to spice things up, or just wanting to improve your mental health and self-care routine, MJoy has something for you. There's even a collection about endometriosis by yours truly in the app. And for EndoBabe podcast listeners, we have teamed up to give you a free 14-day trial of the app. Click the link in the show notes to get your free trial now. Welcome to another episode of the EndoBabe podcast. I am so excited. You guys, the podcast is 3 years old. We have over 100,000 downloads. You guys are just blowing my mind. I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. So grateful that you came on this journey with me and that you're sticking on this journey. And if you've been here since the very beginning, 3 years, I love you. I have always been one to jump into things with both feet and just figure it out along the way. And honestly, I think it's because my fear of regret, or I made the choice that my fear of regret is bigger and stronger than my fear of failure, because everybody fails, right? Failing is part of life. And you could even reframe that to say that it's not a failure, it's feedback, and it shows you where to pivot. If you can reframe how you think about failure, your life is going to change. So I wanted to give you guys a short and sweet little episode to help you figure out how to decide when to go for it. Because I obviously haven't always been this way. But yeah, something shifted inside of me. I don't know, probably my early 20s, because I was tired of living in fear. I was tired of living. At that time, I had felt that endometriosis had taken so much from me, and I wasn't going to let it take away things that I wanted to do. I didn't want to be an old lady on my porch wishing I had done all of these things, wishing I had at least tried. Right. And so I wanted to give you guys some journal prompts. If you're driving, you can just listen. If you're at home, I would get a little notebook out to help you decide when to go for it. Right. And I think it starts with reframing failure. Because instead of thinking of failure as something bad, it doesn't say anything about who you are as a person. Failure is part of life. Life is fucking hard. It is so hard. And I think there's a quote on the internet that says, if you aren't failing, you aren't trying, which I don't necessarily know that I like 100%. But it does have a little bit of truth to it, right? Like if we aren't at least trying a little bit, right? Dipping our toes in to see if it's something that lights us up, something that we're going to enjoy. Right? Even if you fail at it, I think there's, like I said, a little bit of truth to that, But I think it has to be, it's not just trying, right? It's consistently trying. So like I said, the podcast is 3 years old. In the very beginning, it was so hard. You have to do so many fucking things to edit a podcast. Plus get it online and have the Instagram and all the posts and make the little audio clips. But I was doing it all by myself, and I learned how to use GarageBand and Audacity, and I had to find a good podcast mic, and there was a lot of research and thought that went into it. And I wasn't even sure if it was something that I was going to like, because in the very beginning I was fucking terrified. I remember I would write out like a paper for everybody listening to my first episodes. I would type out like an essay about what I wanted to say, because I felt like I couldn't just talk or trust what I was going to say. I felt like I was going to be nervous or have too many pauses. And so I would write it all out, and I'd read it a bunch of times, and then I would go from there. I think just writing it out in the very beginning is what helped me keep going, because if I just had to get on and talk and have conversations like I do now, I would have been mortified. I wouldn't have done it. There's no way. I had to make baby steps. So I researched and I learned how to start creating the podcast, recording it and editing it and getting it so it sounded professional. But then I had to find topics. And so I didn't want to have people on the podcast because I didn't think that I would be good at interviewing. And so my first few episodes, like I said, I wrote out like an essay about what I wanted to say, and then set that aside and recorded. And I don't know what it was about getting it out on paper. I'm a big fan of journaling, hence this is a journaling episode. I feel like my thoughts come out more concise possibly on paper, or that is a judgment that I have about myself from fear. Right? And it was because I was scared that I was going to fail. But if I didn't do that little thing to make it a little bit easier for me to keep going or to even record, I probably wouldn't be here today. Right? And now I have bullet points of what I want to talk about, and I just talk. And I have guests on all of the time now, and the podcast has grown and morphed and changed over time, and it's beautiful. And I'm not doing it alone anymore. I have my beautiful podcast manager, Jordan, who does all of the editing and creates the graphics and everything for me, because she is an angel. But if in the very beginning, if I would have given up because I was scared to take a pause too long, or scared that I wasn't going to say the right thing, or scared that I didn't know what to say, or if when I messed up one of the audios, if I just gave up instead of thinking of it as a stepping stone, right? Or insight on how to do things better, or what I needed to learn more, right? We wouldn't be here today helping thousands of you, right? Failure can be our teacher. Messing up can be our teacher. Doing things with fear can be our teacher. If you don't know who Elise Myers is, go follow her on TikTok, on Instagram. She's amazing. I saw one of her audios the other day. It was like, how do you get past the fear to do something? And she was like, I don't. I just do everything fucking terrified. And it's true. You just do it scared. Right? And eventually it becomes less scary. Eventually it's going to propel you forward. Eventually, one step after the next, you're going to get closer to being where you want to be. Never in a million years, when I started this podcast 3 years ago, did I think that we'd get to 100,000 downloads or more ever. I just did it because I thought it would be a good way to help spread information, because I wanted to help. I wanted to help you feel empowered in your healing journey, help you look at your pain a little bit differently, help you learn about things that you might not have heard about before. But now look where we are, because I decided to go for it, to jump in with both feet. And I've helped thousands, thousands, and thousands of you. It's incredible. So if you're deciding to go for something, or if you have something that's on your heart that you are wanting to do, I want you to get out a piece of pen and paper, type it on your computer, and I want you to write down the thing that you're thinking about doing. And I want you to write down what's going to happen if you fail at doing this thing. What's the worst thing that will happen to you? Now write down in what ways you're going to flourish when you do this thing. How is it going to help you? What's the best thing that could happen? What's the best possible outcome? What's the positive impact that might happen because you decided to do the thing? And write down all the positive impact that you'll make on other people and for yourself in doing this thing. So what positives are going to come for other people and what positives are going to come for you? I want you to take what you wrote down in number two, the failure. I want you to forgive yourself for buying into that belief that you might fail and rewrite a new empowering truth. So I forgive myself for buying into the belief that I would fail at podcasting. The truth is, I might be nervous to start and I might have to learn a bunch of new things and I might not know what to say. But the positive impact that will come out of me creating this podcast is going to be much greater than my fear. I'm going to be able to help so many more people. I'm going to be able to create connections with people I never would have thought I'd talk to or learn about things I never knew I needed to learn about. So again, it's five steps. Write down the thing you're thinking about doing. Number two, write down what's going to happen if you fail at doing this thing. What's the worst thing that would happen? Number three, write down ways you're going to, what's the best possible thing that could happen if you do decide to do the thing? What are all the positive impacts that you'll make on other people and for yourself? That's number four. Number five is rewriting your failure and forgiving yourself for buying into that belief. The truth is, doing the thing is going to blank. Doing the thing is going to positive impact. Whatever that might be for yourself. Right? Because I know for me too, you can get caught in the negative spiral loops and talk myself out of anything. If I get stuck in my head, I can talk myself out of anything. Even if I really want to do it, even if I'm getting a big gut yes, and it's something I've wanted to do since I was a child, or something that I think would be fun or would bring me joy. And so putting it all out on paper helps you get it out of your head, helps you see in a logical way what's going to happen, pros and cons kind of thing. And then you got to forgive yourself for thinking that you're going to fail or for talking yourself out of doing something that is going to light you up. Thank you so freaking much for listening to the podcast every week, for all of your wonderful messages on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, you can email me at chelseabraa, chelseabraa at gmail, or the podcast Instagrams at endobabepodcast. I love you all. I love supporting you all. And again, thank you. Here's to 100,000 more. I can't fucking believe it. See you on the next episode. Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at chelseabraa, chelseabraa, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endopapes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe Podcast.